Good afternoon and welcome to St. Ulrich's Church, Balgriffin, for our annual service of carols and readings by candlelight. And we especially extend the welcome this afternoon to listeners to near 90 FM who are joining us for this service. You're very welcome. Also, we're delighted to have back with us our friends to provide the music from First Company, the Boys Brigade Brass. Now we're going to sing our first carol, this carol number 5, and if maybe the ladies would sing the first verse, and then we'd all join in after that. So the first verse of the carol, Once in Royal David City. Let us pray. With Christ's light shining on us, let us pray to God our Father for the needs of the Church and the world. We pray for all who believe in Christ, that their faith may be strengthened. Lord, hear us. For all people of goodwill, that this day may light afresh in their hearts the lamp of hope. Lord, hear us. For all in authority, that Christ, the Prince of Peace, may turn our minds and hearts to thoughts of peace. Lord, hear us. For the sick and the lonely, the Christ who shared our humanity may give them hope and strength. Lord, hear us. For those who are away from home this Christmas, that Christ may give them a taste of that peace which the world cannot give. Lord, hear us. For our loved ones no longer with us, that Christ may bring them into that light which no darkness can quench. Lord, hear us. Gracious God, we praise and thank you for coming to us as a baby at Christmas. Help us to allow that baby to grow to maturity in us throughout the year, so that we may work for the world you love, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now let us bring our prayers together in the words that Jesus taught as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now we stand to sing our next carol, carol number 9, See Amid the Winter Snow.
Thank you. down in Whoville, liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask me why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. Whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve hating the Whos. Staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a mistletoe wreath. And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas, it's practically here. Then he growled, with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming, I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming. For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early, they'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise, oh, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast. They'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which is something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand, and the Whos would start singing. They'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmasing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 43 years I put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how? Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do, the Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat. And he chuckled and clucked, what a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I look just like St. Nick. All I need is a reindeer. The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said. If I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he called his dog Max. Then he took some red thread and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks and on a ramshackle sleigh and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said, Giddy up! And the sleigh started down towards the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. All their windows were dark, quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square, this is stop number one, the old Grinchy Claus hissed, and he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a moment or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little Who stockings all hung in a row. These stockings, he grinned, are the first things to go. Then he slithered and slunk, while he smiled most unpleasant, around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch, very nimbly, stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney. Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash, Why, the Grinch even took their last can of hoo mash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. And now, grinned the Grinch, I will stuff up the tree. And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny who daughter who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said, Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why? But, you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie and he thought it up quick. Why, my sweet little tot, the fake Santa Claus lied, there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here. And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went up the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was a log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire, and the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other who's mouses. It was quarter past dawn, all the who's still in bed, all the who's still a snooze when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags and the tinsels, the trimmings, the trappings. 3,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it. Pooh-pooh to the who's, he was grinchishly humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry, very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, were singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.
Thank you.
join together as we say a Christmas creed. I believe in Jesus Christ and in the beauty of the gospel begun in Bethlehem. I believe in the one whose spirit glorified a little town and whose spirit still brings music to persons all over the world, in towns both large and small. I believe in the one for whom the crowded inn could find no room, and I confess that my heart still sometimes wants to exclude Christ from my life today. I believe in the one who the rulers of the earth ignored and the proud could never understand, whose life was among common people, whose welcome came from persons of hungry hearts. I believe in the one who proclaimed the love of God to be invincible. I believe in the one whose cradle was a mother's arms, whose modest home in Nazareth had love for its only wealth, who looked at persons and made them see what God love saw in them, who by love brought sinners back to purity and lifted human weakness up to meet the strength of God. I confess my everlasting need of God, the need of forgiveness for our selfish and greed, the need of new life for empty souls, and the need of love for hearts grown cold. I believe in God who gives us the best of himself. I believe in Jesus, the Son of the living God, born in Bethlehem's stead for me and the world. Amen. Our next carol is carol number 24, The Holly and the Ivy. And during the singing of this carol, a collection will be made for the work of the Salvation Army among the homeless in our city. Of our Saviour Christ, according to Luke, in the second chapter, beginning at the 8th verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
C is for the Christmas star shining bright and strong. H is for the hungry pair who travelled all day long. Or is for the rest that they couldn't seem to find. I is for the innkeeper who finally was so kind. S is for the shepherd who believed the angel's song. T is for the three wise men who journeyed for so long. M is for the manger where they laid the baby dear. A is for the angels singing good news loud and clear. S is for the Son of God who came from heaven to earth. So here we are at Christmas time to celebrate his birth.
Thank you. Thank you for leaving the halls of heaven to be born on earth and then to live and die amongst us and thereby to change the world and our lives. That you come as a little child, your warmth, love and peace soon spread throughout the whole earth. Your love is ready to enter into every heart that welcomes you. Thank you for what Christmas means. That wherever or not we have family and friends, good times or bad, we will always have you. We will always have your love. Love that has stood the test of time. Love that saved me and so many others like me. Jesus, the stars and angels welcomed your birth as we welcome you into our hearts with praise and thankfulness. Amen.
Pray to Jesus, our Savior. The response to the words, Jesus, Savior, is hear our prayer. Christ, born in a stable, give courage to all who are homeless. Jesus, Savior. Christ, for whom the angels sang, give the song of the kingdom to all who weep. Jesus, Savior. Christ, worshipped by the shepherds, give peace on earth to all who are oppressed. Jesus, Savior. Christ, before whom the wise men knelt, give humility and wisdom to all who govern. Jesus, Savior. Christ, whose radiance filled a lonely manger, give the glory of your resurrection to all who rest in you, Jesus, Savior. Jesus, our Savior, the child of Mary, you know us and love us. You share our lives and hear our prayer. Glory to you forever. Amen. And may Christ, the Son of God, born of Mary, fill you with his grace to trust his promises and obey his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love this day and always. Amen.